So as we began the second half, it was Scott City's ball, and they would have a nice drive to start out there. And they would start at their own 43. So it started with great field position. They would move pretty good down into the red zone for a second time again. On fourth down at about 5 from the 10-yard line, Scott City would actually convert the first down on a pass play to the one, but a holding would set him back, and then another illegal procedure penalty would back him up, and they would try a long field goal for Alexis Reyes from 42 yards out to try to give the Beavers a two-score lead. 42-yard field goal for Alexis Reyes with 8:16 to go third quarter. Snap, good, place down, kick is up, and let's see, he may have the leg. Is it wide left? It is. It had the leg, but it's wide left, and another self-inflicting penalty hurts the Beavers here tonight, and Hugoden will take over first and 10 at their own 25.
So that missed 42-yard field goal, Alexis Reyes was wide left. It looked like it might have had a leg, but 15 yards of penalties cost Scott City some points, at least 3 points on that possession, as they led 7-0 with 8:11 to go third quarter. Scott City would force a 3-and-out, and they would drive to the Hugoden 42 and punt, would force another 3-and-out, and then to have the ball, they would fumble late at the 28-yard line with about 2:23 to go third quarter. So not a lot of action in the third quarter, more penalties and a couple of turnovers there for Scott City. Actually, just one turnover in that third quarter for Scott City. But Scott City would lead 7-0 after three quarters of play. Hugoden would have the ball for about 3 minutes, but then they would be punting in the first minute of the fourth quarter. We'll have the fourth quarter and a recap of the game in our next segment here on Calls of the Game.